public comment, the first person. I think I have about 11 names on the list. I'm going to ask people to limit their comments to 3 minutes. Bonnie is the timekeeper. Margaret Olson, it appears, from the writing is first. Marquez, I'm sorry. Well,
okay.
Followed by William Herwagen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Special greetings of solidarity with the Houston delegation. Your state of Texas, just like my country of origin, Haiti, was severely hit by the Hurricane Ike. And we stand in solidarity with everyone in Texas and Florida who were affected, and all other parts of the United States were affected by the hurricanes. Yesterday, the Pacifica lawyers were in New York representing the foundation in an illegitimate lawsuit. A lawsuit brought by some members of the board here. The lead plaintiff is here also, is the chair of the WBAI-LSB. That lawsuit, I said, is illegitimate because it got on the calendar under false pretenses. And I'm asking that the board pass a motion to asking them to drop that lawsuit. There's nothing in that lawsuit, in the demands that they are making, that cannot be smoothed out through mediation, except for the ridiculous and outrageous demand they want to collect the confidential contact information of the foundation members. This you should not accede, no, at no cost, not at all. Okay, I said that the lawsuit is illegitimate and that they got on the court calendar under false pretenses. First, they themselves, that faction that brought you the lawsuit, were violating the election regulations. They had members of the staff members of the Pacifica Foundation illegally endorsing a candidate for the election, and they even accuse members of the staff of fooling around with the addresses of members to help, as they say, their people win the election. That is completely false.
Excuse me, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, that is completely false, and they even had the goal to pass a resolution micromanaging, getting into personnel issues and programming, asking the manager to meet with some ex-members of the foundation of WBAI. So please, before you go back to your signal areas, I would urge you to pass that resolution because that lawsuit, there's no need. Then we'll see. They are in the majority. There are three of their members here. So they can ask their partners to drop that illegitimate lawsuit.
Thank you very Marquez. Much. Next is William Herwagen. I apologize. If I'm mispronouncing your name, and followed by Mitch Cohn, Dorcas De Sasso. Go ahead.
At 30 seconds, I'll hold up the first sign, and then I'll give you a time sign also.
Hi, I'm William Herwagen, WBAI. Marquez stole a little bit of what I was going to say, but I'll just say it anyway. In I think it was January, when you all came up over to Newark for a prior PNB, I commented about and cautioned about this, as Marquez says, micromanaging, trying to manage instead of govern. this, I was talking about this same faction who hadn't yet become the controlling members of the board, but at the time we knew what they were doing. Now they've done it. They actually, one of the first things they did was pass a motion directing that management, the manager, the general manager, should meet with and try to reconcile with two people that were removed from the station for cause years ago now. And there were even lawsuits. I don't know if any of them still exist. I heard a rumor lately that one still exists. Hasn't been settled. I'm not sure of that, but I heard one of them say it. And then the other thing is that they didn't present a formal motion, but the chair, who's going to speak after me, the chair of the local station board, already presented his idea that we should eliminate the position of program director, which would eliminate the program director who they've been politically trying to get rid of for years. Now they're just saying it's because of the budget. Yeah, absurd. Just political stuff that shouldn't be part of the governing of the station from the local station board. Then I wanted to talk about the lawsuit, but Marquez covered that. It was totally ridiculous, and they go around trying to say that it has nothing to do with the BAI. It was a suit against Pacifica. They accused people at the station of doing bad things. This is absurd. The whole thing was, I don't know about the main goal, but one of the things that's left, it might have been partially settled, but I think they're still trying to get the names and addresses of all the members, which is ridiculous, which they've been doing with ad campaigns the last two elections, where they have some kind of phony deal that they mailed out through the mailers so people would send them their names and addresses and maybe even some of the payments that should have, or contributions that were going to be made to the station. And I guess they supposedly passed it on to the station. The last thing I wanted to say was that I've heard that at the finance committee of this body, there have been an almost totally executive session for the last month or month and a half. And I think, you know, the executive sessions are only for certain items. And certainly everything about the budget can't be something that has to do with personnel lawsuits or any other classifications that's in the bylaws. And I hope you don't continue that at the board level where we have everything's executive session. It's not right. The public needs to know. Thank you.
And I'm going to ask the board to allow the public to speak. The pattern and practice of the PMB and the local station boards during public comment is not to respond. Some people get very frustrated because they demand an answer, but it's also that we don't editorialize when they speak. So I'm going to ask that we continue with that. Mitch Cohn, Dorcas DeSasso, Gail Dixon.
It's funny how things work out.
It is.
Greetings to the members of the PNB. My name is Mitchell Cohn. I'm the elected chair of the local station board at WBAI. It's interesting that when just because somebody says something or alleges something doesn't mean it's true. And we should all, I'm sure we're all aware of that, whether I allege it or say it or whether others who spoke before me allege or say that. In fact, Marquez Osun, first thing he said was that the plaintiffs filed the lawsuit on the false pretenses and that this is horrible. And in actuality, that was a motion that Pacifica's attorney made to the judge, and the judge on Thursday threw that out. He dismissed that argument, ruling that it was filed under legitimate circumstances. So there's another one that bites the dust. In fact, there have been seven motions so far in this lawsuit. It's in the, I distributed a packet, a four-page letter to everybody here. I hope everybody reads it. The plaintiff's motion for the preliminary injunction that we filed was granted on consent, and yet this only took place, the consent, after Pacifica's lawyers opposed it for 2 months and billed the foundation those thousands of dollars for those 2 months of work opposing it, and then they consented to it when it finally got to court. Okay, the second motion, the defendant's motion to dismiss our lawsuit, was denied by the judge. The motion, and you can look all this up. It's the website, the court website is in the paper that I said. The motion to intervene by one party was denied by Michael Warren and Evelyn Warren. That was denied by the judge. The motion to intervene as plaintiffs, to join the plaintiffs, to join us in suing Pacifica over the elections, Tibby Brooks and Sarah Flounders are moving to intervene to join the plaintiffs. That's still pending. And Pacifica's lawyer didn't object, objected to everything we did, but did not object to Sarah Flounders and Tibby Brooks' motion to join the plaintiffs. He let that go, right? The plaintiff's motion for reargument and reconsideration that we made was granted, and so forth. The defendant's motion for costs and attorney's fees, Pacifica's motion for costs and attorney fees, was denied by the judge. So there are numerous, I mean, every single thing so far has been just shady in the extreme. The one thing I wanted to make clear was something that William Herwagen alleged. The plaintiffs in this case are not suing WBAI. We are indeed suing Pacifica, and Dan Siegel is one of the plaintiffs. Casey Peters is a plaintiff. We are suing Pacifica, not for any money. We're not suing for money at all. We want the elections investigated and set right. And, okay, I'll end with this last sentence. And to include the charges to WBAI's proposed budget to build WBAI for the lawsuit that was filed against Pacifica, it has nothing to do with BAI. It has to do with Pacifica, so you should remove that from what we are charged in our budget at WBAI. And I don't know why William Herwagen wants that included in WBAI's budget.
Thank you.
Let's see, the next on the list here. Will you hand me my glasses, please? I'll read it. Will you read the next? Thank you, Fia.
Here you go.
Rachel Cohen was the person that just said.
Dorcas.
Hello.
DeSasso.
How are you? I am Dorcas DeSasso, a longtime volunteer and a past programmer with WPFW. And I'd like to say hello to all the board members. The last time I attended a PNB meeting, a lot of you weren't there, so a lot of you are new, so hello. And especially to, where is Joe Wanzara? Hey, I finally got a chance to put a name on a face. Well, nice to meet you. And Nia, I got a chance to talk to her. Back then I was trying to form a community advisory board that had kind of fell off my agenda because I finally got a job. So I had to go to work. But I'm still interested in pursuing that. But right now I'm working, so I gotta make a little money and then see what happens after that. But I'm glad to meet all of you. When I was here before, someone named Greg Gumo was your ED. Now I'm meeting Nicole Sawaya, and I like what you've been talking about so far. I was here earlier today, and I like the fact that WPFW now is. I don't want to say finally, because I don't want to sound like I'm being mean, but the station is moving into the 21st century with its programming. And this is an indication that they're doing that. Bobby Hill and I were at the station a long time ago, and I really like not all the changes that he's made, but I like most of the changes he's made. And they know me from being a long-time volunteer that when I hear things that I don't like, I either call them up or I write them a little letter and tell them that they could change it or maybe do a little something to, you know, tweak it a little bit. And I think it still needs a little work, but for the most part, this has been a major change, and it's been very, very good, Bobby. So you're doing a fantastic job. And the fact that programs are now being archived, because I work at night and I don't get a chance to hear the programs, all the programs I used to hear, now I can go to the archive and go back and listen to rebroadcasts of those stations. That is something that we could have been doing a long time ago, but the fact that we're doing it now is still a wonderful thing. I'm looking forward to hearing a broadcast about the up-and-coming elections. I like the fact that Pacifica was there when we were at the conventions. That was exciting to me. I didn't watch the news when I would come home late. I could hear what I wanted to hear. And I liked the way it was presented. I liked the people who were the presenters. And that is something that I used to hear when I was on this station in 1979, when I was a programmer, like late 79, early 80. And we've got to get pushed into the 21st century, folks. We've got to get on podcasts and smartphones. And I heard, what's this new word? What's this tweeter stuff? What do you call it, Twitter? Well, Twitter. I don't even know what that is. Okay, well, all of the things that are out here now, PFW and Pacifica, all of you have to get on that because we need to be back in the forefront like we were back in the day. And thank you all for coming. Hope to see you at the reception. We can talk a bit more. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Gail Dixon.
I'm here, but I'm going to pass until Sunday.
Lizette King.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Washington, D.C. I'm not going to be very, maybe pleasant, but I want to speak the truth. I do not believe that the PNB is earning its keep. When we listen to the confusion at BAI and wherever else, and at the same time you're having meetings behind closed doors, I am not sure that it is right. We have rumors all over the place about what's going to happen, who's going to be sold, who's not going to be sold. And I pray that this foundation does not end up like Lehman Brothers. You're behaving like it, and I just hope it's not like that. I actually resent. Saturday is the day when most of us are off. We had invitations to come to your meeting. And I believe, unless it was changed, that your entire agenda, and I know some people can put their hands in their faces as much as they like, your entire agenda tomorrow is executive session. It is not right. WPFW, we at this station, we're headless at board level and at management level. We're very lucky that we have very good staff members, or else we would have gone under. We have made... Time and time again, we have made complaints to you. You have done nothing. We are yet to find out what exactly December's gala, whatever you call it, is about. We also have an outstanding issue with a sideband. We've been asking this question for a long, long time. We're not very sure about it. These are things we should be hearing. I do not believe that everything that you have in executive session is worth it. We ought to know as listeners what's happening. We also have, some years ago, we actually had a presence on Capitol Hill through what we call DC Radio Co-op. A few of us have begged, we have pleaded in all sorts of ways to find something that would replace DC Radio Co-op. DC Radio Co-op came into PFW with an agenda that was not conducive to its longevity. It got rid of, I'm not sure how. My name was called, but I know my conscience is clear, and we're not getting anything to replace it. And I want to say, too, I hope Jim doesn't feel badly about this. We have to look at having programmers on our board. The program that Jim actually introduced here is not the only program at WPFW that deserves to be national. That is Jim's program, and it is not fair for him to be promoting one and not the other. There's a lot of confusion here, and I urge you both to take on these issues because you might have more lawsuits.
Thank you. Billy Ray, Bob Lederer, and Serene Roberts. And Gail Dixon, did you want to pass permanently or?
She said till Sunday.
Oh, okay, great.
My name is Billy Ray Edwards, and first I want to say to Wendy, you know, I used to like Ike, and if you tie enough ducks together, you might be able to float out of Texas the next time, you know. So I want to reiterate something that Lizette touched on in terms of transparency. I want to say that this board is less transparent than the old board in 1999 under what's her name? You know, when we all sit out in the audience
Chadwick
and crying.
And Mary Frances Berry.
Mary Frances Berry, we sit out in the audience crying, holding up signs and picking into place and all kinds of things, and yet still these executive sessions is kicking me. I don't have a fly on the wall, you know, when y'all having these executive sessions, even though I like to listen. And, you know, and it's funny. I mean, that is hearsay, rumors, or whatever about selling WBAI and all this kind of thing. How do I know that's not true? I mean, this is some internet fodder. You know, years ago, I wrote an email about the commercialization or non-commercialization of WPFW. You know, I wish that email would have been addressed back then before these bylaws was written. I think I'm going to resend that email to a lot of people. It was on the alliance list, but then again, like, this is my last year, so I ain't going to worry about it. Second thing is that, you know, it's all kinds of undercover things happening in Pacifica, like the CPB grant money. You know, people don't talk. I mean, I know y'all passed some kind of a resolution about this issue, but I remember a few years ago that Lonnie Hicks wanted to take the CPB grant money from PFW and take it and give it to New York to stabilize that station. And then we just had a budget hearing at WPFW not too long ago, and I mean very heated over this same issue, because I saw $248,000 being given to WPFW. Where was that money spent? I couldn't get a straight answer. You know, and I want to say something else. The number one issue for brought me back to Pacifica, because I was on the air between 1979 and 1990. I was moved from the air because I wouldn't sign an agreement that would allow anyone to dictate to me what I want to produce and for Pacifica. And I had a license called a third-class radio telephone license that gave me the responsibility to the government and plausible deniability to Pacifica in case I would say or do anything that would put your license in jeopardy. That's what you lost. I've been since 1990 trying to get folks to understand that different boards, the issue is about control of content in broadcasting around America. We can no longer have the Sean Hannitys and these kind of people and the type of right-wing stuff that I've been hearing over the air and Pacifica falling in that same trap. You know, when it comes to a newscast, it's not, it's rip and read. You know, as if I was working for that commercial station I worked at for the many years in Annapolis. Let me see if anything else I got to say. The town hall meeting that we had on the D.C. taxicab industry, the first and last free enterprise system in America. I don't agree with the time frame in which it was produced, but I appreciate everything that the WPFW done on this issue, and they got my greatest admiration for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Bob Lederer and then Serene Roberts.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to see most of you who I served on the board with in the past. It's great to see you again. It's interesting to be on the other side of the table. I want to talk a few items about the budget that you're going to be considering tomorrow and start with informing you, and I passed out copies of a motion that was passed by the Finance Committee of our LSB. I might add unanimously, with all the intense disagreements we have, this is one point we're all unified on and feel very strongly about. Which is to call on you tomorrow when you're considering the budget, basically to follow our bylaws, not to mention CPB regulations, and not to mention the kind of ethical practice that many of us and many of you fought for in taking back this network 8 years ago. And that is the provision that all meetings of the board shall be open to members in the public with exception of those dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, or other matters requiring confidential advice of counsel. And you can read the rest of that paragraph. But the point here is that I am certainly as aware as any of you about the fine lines that have to be parsed when you're deciding What is a personnel matter? What is a legal litigation matter? What requires the advice of counsel? I'm certainly not saying, and none of us are insensitive to the need to go into closed session to discuss things that could cause damage to the foundation if they were done in public for legitimate reasons. That's fine. But what that can't be used is a justification to say, well, this is going to create a lot of turmoil, a lot of controversy. Staff are going to be upset that there's going to be a lot of cutbacks at their station. That's governance. That goes with the territory. And so both legally and ethically, I just urge you, and I think I'm speaking for probably our entire board, to do that tomorrow, to keep those executive sessions to the absolute barest minimum that are definable as specific items that must be in executive session. Now, briefly about the content of the budget at WBAI. We on the Finance Committee and to a lesser extent in the full board have gone over this with a fine-tooth comb with Tony Riddle, who's been the most meticulous manager we've had in a long time in really carefully figuring out every penny that could be saved and every creative new strategy to raise money on and off the air. And our board is in the process, not quick enough for some of us, but we're in the process of forging a strategic plan for off-air fundraising. And we think that these goals are achievable, and we urge you to put back into the budget, as our LSB asked, the money for some of the off-air projects that are in there. And finally, I just want to warn you about a proposal that has been put forward by members of our local board, may or may not come before you, but to urge that any notion that there could be meaningful and useful savings of funds by abolishing the position of program director is absolutely counterproductive and itself kind of violates the whole structure of the network to have someone who's responsible, who's coordinating, who's monitoring, who's looking at FCC compliance issues. There's a whole lot of things that are indispensable about a program director, and that's not any meaningful way to save funds.
Thank you. And Serene Roberts is last commentator for tonight, and then we're going to head over to the station.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm happy to see all of you, believe it or not. a couple
not.
Of things. I'm not going to repeat the stuff about the executive session, except to say that it's really important that board members, I mean, there's no one on the board who's stupid. And there are few people on the board who are as stupid as they appear to be sometimes. I'm not trying to insult anyone. I'm saying that I'm sure that people can tell the difference when they are approaching certain things. If you're not sure if it should be said in public, ask a question. That would allow you to carve out time to discuss in detail things that need to be kept in private and would allow you to open to the public those things that need to be public. I think I heard something about a discussion about the archives having been held during executive session today, and I can't quite understand that. It's important that we be involved in these discussions, present if not actively involved. One, because we claim we're transparent as a network. We fought hard for that. And because, frankly, all knowledge does not reside in the 22 persons who have been serving on this board. And in order to have decisions that are going to be respected, they need to be owned by the people who are most affected, which includes the staff and the listeners, and it's not just the 22 of you, however skilled you may be at the things you offer. I'm really tired of the sort of gotcha political game that's being played here. It's being played on the boards. It's being played by the boards when it comes to trying to control what happens at the station in terms of how managers are treated. That has really got to stop. We really have to find a grant somewhere. Somebody must be providing grants so that we can rethink this structure that we've created, parts of which were thrust upon us by a judge in 2003, you know. But it really needs to be rethought, and the cost of it, both the financial cost and the moral cost, needs to be reexamined. I want to say that I'm not a lawyer, but I hope that you guys can tell the smell of BS, whether it comes to you in red, blue, or green. There's some stuff that was stated here by the lead plaintiff about the lawsuit that is simply untrue. It can't be 30 seconds left. Are you sure? There are things that are simply untrue. If someone is not in court, they lose by default. So, for example, the intervenor suit by Evelyn Warren, they were both unavailable that day. they lost by default, they can enter papers to bring it back onto the calendar. So to say, oh, they lost, because, you know, it gives the impression that someone actually sat down, discussed the case, and the judge made a ruling. So there's a lot of stuff in the air, and I would ask you to do your own research, to talk to a variety of people before you believe something. The fact that someone can string, you know, two words together and print 25 booklets that all sound like they come from the left doesn't mean that they have something that's truthful to say. Thank you.
Okay, folks, I thank you very much for coming. We're all heading up to...
Can I just make an announcement to the board? We do not have housekeeping here, so can we please clean up after ourselves, maybe scrape the plates, kind of stack them, kind of try to do some kind of housekeeping.
And then the bus will be outside, or what is the deal with the bus, guys? No, you can leave your... We can leave our books, can't we, Jim? Okay. Can we leave our board books or not? Okay, don't leave your books.